Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Personally, I don't know if there's a team I am more high on in the 2024 college football season than I am the Mizzou Tigers, other than the Georgia Bulldogs, of course, in the SEC, coming in as the preseason number one with so many players returning and Carson Beck and all those situations. However, Missouri is a team that is not to be taken lightly, and in Missouri is a team that is going to have a very, very good season, and we're going to explain why. Also, we're going to talk about and continue our series on the most important three-game stretches for teams in the SEC. Hello, everyone. I'm Blaine Gilmer. Welcome in to SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet. We talk all things SEC football. We have March Madness going on where Tennessee and Alabama have punched their tickets to the next round in the Sweet 16 in March Madness. Of course, you have college baseball going on. And like I said, football every step of the way through spring practices that are going on right now into the summer workouts and conditioning, all that kind of stuff, fall camp. And then before you know it, August 31st, we'll roll around and we'll have real college football games to be predicting, to be analyzing, to be recapping, to do all of these different things. And you will find all of it right here on SEC Unfiltered. So hit that like button, subscribe, go ahead and turn on notifications when we go live, because we're going to have lots of live content coming up before too long. Now, Eli Drinkwitz and company had a tremendous season last year, 11 wins, ending things with a victory in the Cotton Bowl over Ohio State. Yes, we know what bowl games have become, but guess what? One team showed up and took care of business in Missouri, and the other one did not in Ohio State. And now Missouri is looking to capitalize on that with so much returning on the offensive side of the ball, everything from center over to right side on the offensive line. Brady Cook back at quarterback, a plethora of weapons at receiver that we'll talk about when we get to this three-game stretch. But it's just important to note that it could not set up better for Missouri in the 2024 season in terms of the schedule, in terms of it being a 12-team format for the college football playoff. And when it comes down to it, you really need to put yourself in that 10-11 win mark to put yourself in the conversation for an at-large berth. And there's going to be many, many teams, I think they're going to be able to approach that mark, and I think Missouri is one of them. Now, those first four games of the season are going to be a cakewalk, right? You got Missouri State, you got Buffalo, you got Boston College, and you got Vanderbilt all at home. All four of those teams at home, and then you get a bye week before Texas A&M. Of course, going to the 12th man is not going to be easy, but you know, no SEC game is what I would say necessarily easy unless you're playing Vanderbilt, because like I said, Vanderbilt does not count. Going to UMass is a weird deal, just like it was weird for Alabama to go to South Florida last year, but that's neither here nor there. They go on the road to Amherst, Massachusetts, and then they get Auburn at home before they start this stretch that we're going to talk about, this three-game stretch. I easily see them capable of being 7-0 through those first seven games that I just listed, and I think it would be more honestly of a shock if they were not, with the talent that they have and the talent that they replaced on defense with the transfer portal and guys coming up and stepping in. And we're going to get into all those pieces here in just a second after we talk about our partners at mybookie.ag. guys, head on over to mybookie.ag, use that promo code SECU, and you will get a generous welcome deposit bonus offer up to $1,000. There's many different ways to deposit. Listen, guys, as I mentioned, this upcoming weekend as we record this, you're going to have the Sweet 16 in March Madness. You've got the women's tournament. You've got Major League Baseball about to crank up, MMA fights, soccer matches, and then, of course, football is coming up before too long. And any spread, any alternate line, any total, any player prop, you can find it over at mybookie.ag. You can also get the latest information, trends, expert predictions, all of these things. You can become more educated as well in terms of the pertinent information that you need to make wagers. There's not a better place to go sign up to go win and get paid than mybookie.ag. Of course, everybody needs to do so responsibly. But when it comes down to it, guys, there's so many different ways that you can go to mybookie.ag. They have a mobile-friendly site. You can do a laptop, or you can do it on your phone and use that promo code SECU to get your welcome deposit bonus. Now, let's go ahead and let's talk about the first of this three-game stretch that I think is going to be the most important for Missouri in the 2024 football season. And that starts with a trip to Bryant-Denny Stadium on October 26th, game 8 of the season. I think Missouri will be undefeated going into this one, and who knows what Alabama's record will be. They will have already played at this point in the time. They've already played Georgia at home. They will already have played Wisconsin on the road. So Missouri could be facing a one loss, a two loss, or an undefeated Alabama team. Either way, it's going to be a big game in Bryant-Denny Stadium. You got Kalen DeBoer taking over. We assume that Jalen Milroe is going to continue to be the guy. He is what Kalen DeBoer keeps saying for Alabama. He's the guy taking the one reps. He won't call him the starter. He just says he's taking the one reps, and he's out there leading the team and all that kind of stuff. It's unquestioned who the leader of the Missouri team is. It is Brady Cook, okay? He just competes his absolute tail off, and he goes out there for Eli Drinkwitz, and when things break down, he's able to utilize his legs. It's going to be exciting to see what he does now in year two with the relationship of him and Kirby Moore. After many people speculated that Kirby Moore could have been on the move, you know, to Alabama, because once Ryan Grubb decided he was going to, okay, go from Washington to Alabama, but then leave Alabama and go be the OC for the Seattle Seahawks, many people thought Kirby Moore would be the first call that Kalen DeBoer made, because they worked together previously at Fresno State. Kirby Moore did a great job with Jake Haener, and now we see him doing the same thing with Brady Cook. Now, it's not just Brady Cook, right? He has weapons and proven weapons in Luther Burden, maybe the most dynamic player in all of the SEC. And then you have, of course, Theo Weiss, who's the season veteran there that was at Oklahoma, came over, had a great year for Missouri a year ago. You got Marquise Johnson, who's an emerging star. You got Mookie Cooper, who's an electrifying player. Brett Norfleet and Tyler Stevens at tight end. All of those together, of course, predicated off the outside zone that Missouri likes to do, and Marcus Carroll and Nate Noel are going to be doing that. The transfers from the Sun Belt Conference, Georgia State and Appalachian State, respectively, they're going to be manning that outside zone run scheme for Missouri. But that passing game is going to be dynamic, and I am super excited to see that passing attack come to Tuscaloosa and Eli Drinkwitz match up with Kane Womack, the defensive coordinator. Him and Kirby Moore, Eli Drinkwitz and Kirby Moore match up their passing attack against Kane Womack and the very, very young secondary that Alabama is going to have. Listen, Jalen Milroe is going to make his fair share of plays, and I'm sure he's going to put up a good amount of points with Kalen DeBoer there for Alabama. But can Alabama, Kane Womack specifically on defense as a defensive coordinator, can he design a defense that is going to be able to help that young secondary, who at this point in the year will have grown up a good bit, but you're going to have guys like Red Morgan, Jalen Mbakwe, you're going to have guys like Xavier Brown, all being thrust into playing time early on as freshmen. And listen, the more that you play freshmen in the secondary, just the more mistakes you're going to have just from busts and things like that, especially with someone who is as detailed and as innovative in their scheme as the combination of Eli Drinkwitz and Kirby Moore. So I'm fascinated by this game. I think it's going to be a tremendous game. And if Missouri wants to stake their claim that say, hey, we are an elite team in college football. We are someone that is not a flash in the pan. We're going to be here consistently year in and year out. This is the type of game that you put a stake in the ground and you look back to and say, hey, you remember in 2024 when we were just kind of sailing through because of schedule and all that kind of stuff, and we had a lot of talent, and nobody was really talking about us until we went in to Bryant-Denny Stadium, and we just took it straight to the Alabama Crimson Tide. That is a moment that you can hang your hat on if you're Eli Drinkwitz and company, in a moment that I know Missouri fans are looking forward to. I know Alabama fans are looking forward to bringing in a talented team like that to test themselves against as well. So fascinating matchup. But that's game one of this stretch. And remember, this is on the heels of playing Auburn. Not an easy deal, but game one of this most important three-game stretch on the road, October 26th, against the Alabama Crimson Tide. Then you get a bye week, okay? You get a little bit of rest on November 2nd, and then you get to welcome in the Oklahoma Sooners. Two dynamic offenses, two wide-open offenses. I think there's going to be, you know, people trying to air it out all over the place. Of course, you know, you've got Gavin Sawchuk over there for Oklahoma that's going to be running the rock as well. Jackson Arnold is a dynamic player. But I'm really excited to see which one of these two defenses stands up. Okay, Oklahoma, defensive identity with Brent Venables. You got Danny Stutzman over there. He's like the Boz reincarnated, right? He's a big personality. He's a guy that is a big-time leader for that Oklahoma team. You got Billy Bowman, an All-American in the secondary as well. They've retooled the defensive line and added some pieces over there to try to get after the quarterback. And then same thing with Missouri, with Toriano Pride and Drayden Norwood stepping up. There's lots of receivers over there that you have to pay attention to in terms of Oklahoma. Jackson Arnold has weapons, whether it's Deion Burks, the dynamic playmaker that came over from Purdue. That's someone that's going to have Missouri's attention. Of course, they've got Jahlil Farouk. They've got Andrew Anthony. They've got Nick Anderson. On and on it goes for Oklahoma in terms of the weapons. I think two teams that are very similar in terms of the perimeters of their team. Now, I think Missouri's better in the trenches on both sides of the ball. Okay, I think Chris McClellan on that defensive side of the ball is going to get after Jackson Arnold in this game. And I also think you're going to see that Missouri offensive line be able to lean on Oklahoma a little bit. I think Missouri is a deeper team than Oklahoma right now. And listen, it just couldn't set up much better again in terms of having a bye week before this one. But what I will say is that Brent Venables brings a physicality to his teams. They will come in. They will test Missouri in that way in terms of just straight up being physical, being disciplined. And I think you're going to see Oklahoma take a step forward this year, actually, as they come into the SEC, because I think Brent Venables' program is building momentum. However, I would say Missouri is the deeper and honestly the more talented team in terms of the top line starters. Okay, yes, there's probably some freshmen that have come in from Oklahoma and the recruiting classes that are much more higher ranked than Missouri's over the last couple of years, and some young players that can step in. But Eli Drinkwitz and company have done such a good job of developing players, developing depth, and utilizing the transfer portal in significant ways that I think they're actually to a point where you can say Missouri is a more talented team and the better football team coming into this game. Now, injuries, all that kind of stuff, we don't know what's going to play out on November 9th, but you play Alabama, you do get a bye week, but then you play Oklahoma, get them at home. This is big, not just because of the results on the field. These two teams are going to be crossing paths a lot in recruiting, whether it's going into the northern part of Texas, whether it's going to Arkansas, okay, whether it's going up into the St. Louis area, okay. There's going to be some overlap there between Oklahoma and Missouri on terms of recruiting battles and stuff like that. Heck, we saw Caden Green go from Oklahoma as a starter, as a offensive lineman last year, and now he'll be a starter at left tackle for Missouri. So there transfer portal implications. Everything matters when it comes to this type of matchup, and I'm excited to see these two schools go at it on November 9th. And then lastly, on November 16th, you have Missouri traveling to South Carolina. Now, let's just say that Missouri were to beat Alabama and beat Oklahoma, or at least they're coming off a big win over Oklahoma, even if they had a close loss against Alabama on the road. If they take care of business against Oklahoma, it would be very tempting if you are 8-1 or 9-0 at this point in the year to look at the lowly South Carolina Gamecocks, because I think South Carolina will be down at this point and will have lost a fair share of football games. It would be easy to kind of look past them. But I think everybody should remember that Willie B, Williams-Brice Stadium, is no joke. Just like Missouri has a tremendous environment at home at Como, when you go to Columbia, South Carolina, and those white towels are going and Sandstorm is going, it is a buzzing environment. It is a big-time atmosphere. And there's one thing about South Carolina football in the month of November, right? It's kind of like a person who is dying. They know they're dying, but then all of a sudden their body gets this shot of adrenaline, and for the last week or so before they die, they feel really, really good. That's kind of South Carolina football in the month of November. They get this shot of adrenaline, play out of their minds in November, and they do just enough, win a game they aren't supposed to win maybe two games they aren't supposed to win, to give these people over there in South Carolina, the fan base, some false hope that they're going to be better the next year, that they're going to but recruiting's better and all this kind of stuff. Missouri has to avoid falling into that trap, because South Carolina will come out with juice. Shane Beamer always finds ways, you know, he's got to have something to keep it where he can continue to post things and make himself the star on social media. So when it comes down to it, South Carolina is going to play hard in this game, and there's going to be a rocking environment, even if their record is garbage at this point in time, which I envision it will be. But Missouri cannot fall into that trap on the road. This game will be about maturity. This game will be about taking care of business in a tough environment on the road over a team that you are more talented than and that you should beat. That is what this game is about for Missouri. And that's why these three games, I feel, are the most important three-game stretch for the Missouri Tigers.